Now, back to the show about everything fitness and health. Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, and we are back. Totally Fit Radio, and we are back again with Brett Stewart. And I say that because...
Say again, why?
Why again? Because actually we had Brett on... God, how long ago was that now? Was that a couple
it
years
was,
ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. You guys were hailing out of Chicago at that time.
Chicago at the time. Different studios, different station, the WIND.
And not only that, we had to do a phone interview because you live here in Phoenix.
That's true.
And
well, I guess this is my point. I get to invite, welcome you guys to Phoenix. Well, and actually, your studio is in the perfect spot.
Our studio is going to be in a different perfect spot in about 9 months. We're actually building a building in off of 52nd. And McDowell. Actually building a building.
That's not that far.
Well, here's the reason why I love your building so much is because this building means turn. I don't know if you know that, but this is the P.F. Chang Rock and Roll Arizona route for the marathon.
Oh, okay.
And I know when I hit 43, I turn right.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually, yeah, you have the perfect spot come, was it January, when the marathon comes up.
Don't head west on Camelback and turn left into the building.
Yeah, well, that would be bad.
It was bad. Yeah, T-bone. I've already been T-boned there. Oh. So what were you talking about in Chicago? Was your book, what was the book?
That was my, when we talk about books. This is the braggadocio part. I do have 15 of them. They're everything from...
I do it all the time.
Well,
that's what you're here for, bragging rights.
Well,
come on.
I'm good at it. I do it a lot. So of the 15 books that I've written over the past 4 or 5 years, they're everything from... I've got a book on paleo that I wrote with one of the best athletes.
I'm a paleo eater, by the way.
Awesome. Daryl Edwards... was actually the main author on that book, but one of the books I was really, really pleased to work with one of the most renowned authors in the world for paleo. So Daryl actually has a second book, Paleo A to Z, that's out right now. You'd probably really enjoy that. But anyways, I've done a bunch of different books. I've really had a lot of fun exploring different things. The book that I worked on, I just published when we were on the air last time, was 7 Weeks to Getting Ripped.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was my, I'll be honest, out of 15, if I had 15 kids, I probably wouldn't point at one and say they were my favorite. But that book was really important to me because it was all of the training that went into, all the non-conventional training, actually, that went into preparing for Ironman in 2009.
Oh, awesome.
And I got I got to work on it with my best friend who now lives in Canada. So it was a good time.
I thought you were
going
to say now lives with you. Because no. I live with my best friend. Yeah,
well, that was the reason why I moved to Arizona in the first place, actually. I moved out here to spend more time training with him. And it was
there
a really good time.
Very nice.
Also, the co-founder and CEO of the Mud Run Guide, which we'll talk a lot about this morning here, host and executive producer of OCR Warrior, and I thought it was exciting, American Ninja Warrior. You're a contestant there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I think we've already exhausted the amount of time that I spent on the course. the experience was great. I've got some wonderful friends over there. Everyone knows Mighty Casey Catanzaro. Casey and Brent are good friends of mine, as is Evan Dollard and a few of those guys. Evan actually works with me on my show, OCR Warrior, is a good friend. But for me, it was really, really interesting to get involved and to be part of that production. Mm-hmm. It's so far and away different. It's a show. That's the thing that's really important that you don't get when you see it on TV. Of course, you see it on TV, so obviously it's a show.
There's all that production. Really puts into it. Yeah.
Yeah, you just think that it's rapid fire. You get up and you go. There's really a lot of downtime in between athletes and while they're prepping the course. And for me, I found that to be incredibly difficult. It's pretty interesting when I've got some friends there, but also there's Olympic athletes. There's amazing. The woman who went before me was a 3-time Olympic gold medalist.
Wow.
And to watch her go out in the first second was a little bit demoralizing.
Yeah, imagine.
But then again, I went out right after her. Those quad steps in Venice Beach are really, really slippery. And they changed them this year, but last year they were really nasty.
Oh wow,
gosh, that would just be fun.
Tony Michelle here at Totally Fit Radio, and we're talking with Brett Stewart. He's the CEO and co-founder of a Mud Run Guide. So, Brett, let's talk about these mud runs.
Sure.
How'd you get involved in the mud runs? And
well,
make
you know,
it, part
it was
of
just.
Life?
With 7 Weeks to Fitness and 7 Weeks to Getting Ripped, I was working on a bunch of different books that were kind of passion projects. I got to write a book on running, which is one of my biggest passions, and also on triathlon. And while I was doing research for it, I kept coming across all these non-traditional runs. OCR, the term OCR didn't even exist back then. It's obstacle course racing now.
Right.
But mud runs kept coming up, and there was Spartan and Tough Mudder and the brands that we're all more familiar with now. Back in late 2010, 2011, when when I was doing research, they just kept popping up on my radar. I said, boy, I really want to try one of these. And I went out to, did a few smaller ones, and then I went out to a Spartan, and I did a Tough Mudder, and I just fell in love. It was the difference with a mud run versus even a 5K road race. The non-traditional races like these mud runs, the barrier to entry is incredibly low. I mean, and I tell people this all the time. Mm-hmm. If I say, Michelle, let's go out and run a 5K, usually the first thing that people, of course you can, but usually if you're talking around the office, the first thing that someone is going to say,
oh no, yeah.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right.
I can't do that. So the first thing they say is, I can't do that. And then they give the reasons. The reasons are because I can't run a full 5K. Okay. Well, I'm going to look like a fool. Okay, I understand that. I'm going to have to walk, and I'm going to come in last. So if you take all of those things and you bundle them up, mud runs take care of all of that. Everyone looks like a fool, from the first finisher across the line to the last person at the end of the day. And speaking of the last person, because there's so many waves of people throughout the day, no one has any idea
of who, where the end and the beginning
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I mean, they know who the first three people are.
No, I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know that it just was constant.
Yeah, so it's, usually, you know, any race that does, I mean, there's races that do, you know, 10, 12,000 people. So they do it in waves of about 300. So they're going off every 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
So you have no idea where you finish. And as far as the walking, if you're not on the leaderboard, if you're not going to be standing at the podium at the end, you're probably walking from obstacle to obstacle at least once or twice or maybe 20 times during
the
race.
Right, so now that 5K doesn't seem so long.
Right. So people look at the 5K in an obstacle race, and they're like, oh, that was pretty easy. And then they move up to, you know, Spartan Race has some different, they've got three different distances, a 5K, a 10K-ish, and then a half marathon, then a really big ultra one at the end of the year. And Tough Mudder is 12 miles. So people see how much fun they have in these races, and then they're much more willing to go and try these longer ones and these much more difficult ones.
Sure, sure. So you're saying really that mud runs really for anybody. I mean, as long as
absolutely. I've been out in the course. I mean, obviously there's a limiter for kids. You know, there are specific kids races and everything, but for the big adult races, I've been out in the course with with people that are in their 70s. I mean, it's really all body sizes, all types, all walks of life. They're welcome at mud runs.
Do you recommend that that you prepare anyway for a mud run?
Definitely.
Yeah, I was going to ask how to prepare for one.
Well, I'll give it to both of you. How about that?
Oh, that sounds cool. How about to everybody listening? Yeah.
Well, you guys too. Well, yeah, they call it a mud run for a reason. Whether you're running or not, you do need some stamina and endurance. You're getting from point A to point B. You've got to get from the start to the finish line. Of course, the obstacles themselves are a challenge, and they're designed to be a challenge. I love designing obstacle courses because you get to pick and poke at different things that people are either afraid of or difficult for them to do, but the course is going to challenge you. My recommendation is you can't get around running. You need to go out. You need to run. You need to, even if you're walking, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 miles, whatever it happens to be, you need to be able to get from point A to point B. And as far as the obstacles for your first race, it doesn't matter how many you actually get over. You've got so many other people out there on the course. People that you've never met before will be helping you over obstacles. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a whole different experience. If you've never done it, and maybe you've shied away from doing a 5K on the road or half marathon or whatever it happens to be, try a mud run. You'll love it.
Sure. Sounds like a corporate, team building kind of thing.
And you do see a lot of teams out there. Absolutely, that's one of the biggest pieces of the sport. Are all these teams coming together from either different corporate or just just groups that have aligned themselves on social media?
Wow. Well,
I want to know. Obviously, they go to the website. They're going to be able to find. But what are some more recent ones that are actually coming up here in Phoenix area?
Sure. Well, one of the great series that is specific to the Phoenix area is Terrain Mud Runs. Really good friends of mine. They put one on in Tucson, two in Phoenix, and one up in Flagstaff. They've got one in Vegas as well. That's always a blast. But Terrain's one that I really enjoy. But, Spartan comes out here once. This year, they're actually going to come out twice. Tough Mudder is fantastic. There's so many races. That's one of the things I love here about Arizona is the fall, winter, and spring. We have so many different types of races to go out there and enjoy. And then also you can go up to Prescott and Flagstaff and enjoy some races up there. Terrain was just 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. But the site to find it all, is mudrunguide.com.
Mudrunguide.com.
We've got thousands of races, got hundreds of discounts. That's really what we do. That's the world. Ever since I wrote Ultimate Obstacle Race Training back in 2012, this is the world that I live in 100% of the time.
That's awesome. You got a fun job, man. I tell you, we got a fun
job.
Well,
we have a fun job.
I like your job too.
Yeah.
So, mudrunguide.com. Brett, it was a pleasure. We didn't get to talk about OCR Warrior.
Next time. Which
means we have to have you in
again.
So, we do look forward to having you on for a third time. Stay tuned for sports when we come back. We guess we got bottom of the hour news.